Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back into Gone Racing, the fabulous VSiN studio here at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. And I am Brendan Gaughan with my good friend, Mr. Jeffrey Motley. And Jeff, we got a lot to talk about last week, but this is a home week for us, baby.
Yeah, it's one of my two favorite weeks of the year.
You call it your favorite?
Las Vegas. One of my two favorites.
You call it your favorite? No, but you call it one of your favorites? I call it one of my least favorites.
Well, it's my favorite because this is what I get paid to do. So I like paying my house payment.
True. True.
And going out to dinner every now and then. It's great to have the whole industry here in Las Vegas, though. It really is. And you know, this is what we live for. And, it's so exciting just to always bring in. And we're the only track on the circuit that has two triple-header weekends.
That's right. Now, we did that, started that 2 years ago, and it's really been
cool. Yeah, as you guys came on board with the South Point 400, we were able to do that. So
no, that's cool here. It's, of course, you know, as those that don't know, of course, Jeff and I are both, you know, he is the, what is your marketing director officially titled?
I'm a head janitor. No, I'm vice president of communications.
Vice president of communications. Sorry. I so many titles over the years. Mm. And you've had quite a few.
Oh, I was also, I think I had the title of Brendan Gaughan's ticket.
Ticketmaster. Oh, no. Yep. I'm Ticketmaster, and when you called Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster called the Ticketmaster. You know, we definitely don't have to worry about that this year. We got a few fans in.
Sold out all three races.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, that's sort of with an asterisk.
It's an asterisk.
With an asterisk beside
but,
it.
But, hey, we allowed some fans. That's awesome.
12,500 each day, so that's going to be fantastic.
Is that what the final number came in at?
We have to about 10,000 in the grandstands and 2,500 in the suites. That's what we've been allowed by the health district.
Gotcha. All right. So we got fans. That's a good thing. We'll have some people out there, but all the teams, of course, are here at the South Point. They're already wandering around, the guys that are here. And it's nice to have people.
Yeah, by the way, we know Kurt Busch is our friend, but I am really shocked that you allowed Kurt Busch's race car instead of one of your own to sit in the front of the hotel as we walked in today.
Well, if you look, the South Point car is over near the bowling alley.
See, that would require me to walk back to the bowling alley. Well, but if you walk in the front door, the first thing you see is Kurt Busch.
It's Star Nursery and Kurt Busch, baby. Come on. First, Kurt won the South Point 400. Two, it's Star Nursery.
Good.
They're good friends of ours.
No, look, I'm happy about it. I'm surprised you let it happen.
Kurt called us. Kurt called me last week and said he had a big surprise for Craig. Those that don't know, Craig Q is
founder, owner of Star Nursery.
Yeah. And he, of course, Star Nursery is a very big, local, famous to us nursery brand that is all over town. And they started Kurt Busch's career. That's where he started in the Southwest Tour. That is one of Kurt's old Southwest Tour cars. That is one of his actual ones. They had it redone. He did it. He made it just for Craig, so Craig can have it and do whatever he wants in town with it. And it's cool. He wanted to surprise Craig with it, so they brought it in and put it. We let him put it at the front door.
South Point. All right.
Come on, got to take care of Curdy. Mr. Motley, this week we talked last week about how many winners do you think we might get?
Wow.
And you and I said, oh, we're never going to get to 16 different winners. We're never going to get to, we're not going to send home somebody from the playoffs that is a winner. What says you now?
Well, I certainly, you know, I mean, look, we talked earlier, you know, there's a lot of guys that we like to refer to as the blue bloods, if you will, who have not really been up there that much. I mean, Truex had a good run. Joey had a good run in the All-Star race. I mean, not the All-Star race, in the road course race at Daytona. You know, the 500, we had a lot of guys that were running well and got caught up in wrecks there. But just seeing the fact that Logano, Truex, Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, some of these guys, they're not the ones winning. I mean, we've had double-digit long shots win three straight races. Michael McDowell and Christopher Bell, and followed by William Byron. Now, Byron was a winner last year. He won in the playoffs last year.
But 28-1 this week. I mean, that's a big deal. But we've talked about this. Last week we talked, Jeff, and you said, give me the people that the 16 guys that might win. William Byron was one of those that we said, we think he'll win. You know, it wasn't like, oh, William Byron's going to win. We thought he was one of those on the outside that we said would win. Guess what? He's got the win. If you're watching on the VSiN feed, now you're going to see, you know, basically the playoff standings.
Well, we said we thought William Byron would win, but I think we both thought William Byron's going to win at Daytona or Talladega. And we certainly didn't expect him to go spank the field at Homestead.
Well, and spank the field at the end is exactly what he did. I mean, he at the end of that race, other than Tyler Reddick, nobody was in the same zip code, so he did brilliant. But I'm telling you, I think that Tyler Reddick, we could definitely be there with something, or William Byron, we could be onto something. Well, once again, this is Gone Racing. This is Brendan Gaughan and Mr. Jeff Motley from the VSiN studio. Welcome into those that are just joining us. We're talking a little Homestead wrap-up, and then, of course, going to go to our home track of Las Vegas Motor Speedway for this weekend.
Well, let me ask you this question about, I mean, it's not really just about Homestead. It's about the first three races that we've seen. Why? Why is this happening?
You know, what I think is happening, Jeff, if you want the truth, and this is, look, I'm an old guy, right? We talk about how technology is now. Last year, we came out of... look at Kyle Busch. He's not been good in this new style format. He does not like the no practice. Where are these kids getting this? And I think they're getting it from the simulators. That's what I think. I think these simulators are coming around so much now that guys like William Byron, young kids, Chase Elliott, all these kids are starting to get it. And you think there's another reason why they're starting to get it.
Well, I think it's they're getting more races on these tracks now, because I think when we first came out of the pandemic and we started this no practice, no qualifying, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick were winning all the races. And what we started to see toward the end of last year, we talked about William Byron. William Byron got a win. We started seeing some of these younger guys running much better. You know, the one guy we haven't talked about yet from Homestead, Chris Buescher, holy smokes. I mean, here's a guy who absolutely went out and dominated in the first stage and was really good in the second stage. I don't know what happened to him in the third stage, but they
Hey, a little foreshadowing about how we did in our league. I was looking so pretty with Christopher. I had Chris Buescher to win Group F. I was like, whoo, look at my guy go. He is putting it on him.
Yeah, I actually was already giving you a W in that category. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened to him in that third stage. They got mired back in about 18th or 19th position and never could get out of it.
Well, let's talk about how some people finished last weekend. Of course, William Byron won the race, led 101 laps in the final 112. So really put it on him in the end. He was a 28-1 shot. As you said, another long shot winner this season. Absolutely awesome. Tyler Reddick was plus 550 in the top three, and Martin Truex Jr. was plus 200 in the top three. William Byron won his group, of course, which would put him in Group C last week, and he was the dog at plus 400. Other group winners, Martin Truex Jr. Dude, another one of those things, Jeff. I was on the way to another victory. I had Kyle Larson to win Group A. Coming into turn three on the last lap, I'm winning Group A, and coming out of turn four, I lost Group A.
Well, let me tell you, I thought I had completely lost Group D when Kurt had to pit for that
pit under
loose
green.
Wheel
yeah, yeah.
With 40 laps to go. You're talking about a guy that got up on the wheel with his elbows out after he came out of the pits.
Got you that one.
You know, and let's look at the group matchups. I mean, three of the six group winners
were dogs.
Were the long shot. And actually four, if you count Chase Briscoe, who was a co-long shot with Cole Custer in Group E. So you get four of the group winners were the long shots. And even in Group F, Michael McDowell was a plus 300.
But Michael McDowell, and I took Chris Buescher at plus 305. McDowell was plus 300. But how about the winner in Group F came down to Ryan Newman, who finished seventh, and Michael McDowell finished sixth. And that's Group F.
And Stenhouse had a good run, too. And Buescher ended up
Stenhouse was 14th.
Buescher, who had dominated those first two stages, he ends up being the worst of the group. Yeah, which is pretty amazing.
Chris Buescher ended up first and sixth in the first two stages, and then ends up 18th and loses it. But that's Group F this week. I mean, you want to talk about Group F was, you know, performing like Group A and B. That was a hell of a run for those guys.
I'll tell you, I think if you're the guys right now that are setting these odds,
you're scratching your head.
You are right? Scratching your
Micah
head.
Micah and all these books in town are sitting here going, what in the wide world of sports do we do?
Well, and I'll tell you, if we go through another mile and a half race this weekend in Las Vegas, and you got a situation where nobody in those favorites is winning, we get another 15 or 20 to 1 guy.
You know, we just had it up on the screen. The people that have won the race this year is another long shot. Is it worth a gamble this week? Because we've had Michael McDowell was 60 to 1.
66 to 1, Michael McDowell. And 80 to 1 on Christopher Bell.
And 28 to 1 on William Byron.
So, you know, we start looking at the odds to win, we're going to be looking at, you know, who's down there.
I mean, it's harder and harder to pick the winner. It is getting harder and harder to pick the winner of these races because when you got guys in double digits, it's a tough, tough deal.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. And now it's like, which one do you pick? I mean, like you take, for example, last week, William Byron, the one place he had not been very good is 1.5-mile tracks.
And I talked about his stats last weekend.
That had certainly been one of his weak spots.
It wasn't his, hey, this is
and
where
Homestead
it's at.
Homestead had really been a poor
mediocre
racetrack for him. But there's one thing that has happened to William Byron that might be the biggest off-season move that did not involve a driver. Rudy Fugel has come on as Byron's crew chief. Now, what people don't remember is Rudy Fugel worked for Kyle Busch Motorsports, and he had Christopher Bell and William Byron and Noah Gregson and a number of those young drivers in the Truck Series won championships with Bell and with Byron driving for Kyle Busch. And now Rudy has moved up to the Cup Series, back reunited with William Byron at Hendrick, and he's doing an amazing job.
Listen, Rudy Fugel was on my team at Germain Racing in 2011, and he was like a shot guy and like the third engineer on the team. I mean, Rudy was you know, what he has turned into.
He was Rudy Rudiger.
Yeah, what he has turned into, I mean, that's a hell of a win. That's a big time win and a big time deal, and Rudy put himself there. So kudos to that team, but. I think we're onto something with these young guys, and I think it's going to be tough for the odds makers to get these odds right nowadays because I don't see a big three happen anymore. I don't see, and last year it didn't. Last year we had a big two, you know, Denny and Kevin.
Right.
I think we're going to see a lot more parity, and I think we do get the 16 winners.
Well, and we talked about Chris Buescher, and we talked about William Byron, a guy who was really good last week. But you know, you're talking about young drivers. You know who we haven't talked about? Who was the fastest car on the racetrack the last 20 laps
and
of that
coming
race?
Coming to your track at Las Vegas Tyler Reddick could be a force to be reckoned
with. He's won in the Truck Series in Las Vegas before. We've certainly seen that the outside groove, the high groove, will work in Las Vegas now. These guys are working in even more. Tyler Reddick's going to win.
Oh, I think Tyler Reddick is
incredibly talented race car driver.
If you look at last week's or last year's mile and a half races, where was it that RCR won? They were first and second at Texas.
That's right. They ran 1-2.
You look at Tyler's results as the year went on at the mile and a half tracks, he definitely got better and better. And RCR as an organization and Chevrolet as an organization got better and better and better. I think you could be onto something. I think we could see a W soon out of a guy like Tyler Reddick. And I think he could be a guy this weekend. And once again, another one of those double-digit long shots to win a race. I think that we could get to a Tyler Reddick at a big double-digit long shot this weekend.
You know, you and Clint Bowyer were the only two guys on Tyler Reddick last week. You know, you were on him in here. You picked him to win the race last week.
I did pick him to win the race.
And
I missed it by too much.
Did that much. And Clint Bowyer kept talking on the pregame show. Clint Bowyer talked about how Reddick was his guy. And after the second stage, they were kind of making fun of Bowyer for his Reddick pick because Reddick hadn't gotten out of the top 20. And then all of a sudden.
What changed?
You tell me.
Track temp.
Well, it did. The sun started
the
going
sun
down.
Went down. When the sun went down, the lights came on. That's when you saw. Look at
maybe
William
that's
Byron
why Buescher faded.
That is why Buescher faded. If you want the truth, you got to learn how to set these things up for a certain time. And Byron, Rudy, and Tyler Reddick, those guys did a better job of getting their car set up for when it mattered. Kyle Larson.
The best guy day and night might have been Kurt Busch. He was good in the day and good in the night. But again, I mean, and Kurt might have won that race if he hadn't had that wheel gun loose the way his car was running.
You always – listen, you are that much of a homer. You do think that Kurt Busch will win anyway.
I did not say – no, wait a minute. I said he would have had a chance to win that race. Just saying.
Just saying.
Perhaps you don't think so? All right.
No, I do think so. But you say that every week, so it's like
– I'm a homer.
Yes, come you're a homer. On. You're a homer. You know you're a homer. But that's okay. We're allowed to be homers.
Well, I guess that's true. But I'm still going to bet with my wallet, not with my
well, that's
with my heart.
That's the difference is betting with, betting with our wallets versus our heads. So when we, you know, let's touch real quick since this is the Vegas week, Jeff. I just want to talk for 1 second. You know, we do the show on Thursdays. It airs all weekend. It airs Fridays. It airs Saturdays. It airs Sundays. So I just want to touch because it's local, because it's Vegas, it's our track. Let's do a quick deal before we get to the odds on our Sunday race. But there is Xfinity Series and Truck Series. I think this is
and we're going to go over these because you're looking at the odds.
I'm looking
and
at
I'm
the
not,
odds. You can't
and
see.
I don't have.
I just want. I mean,
I'm flying blind here, people.
I just want to mention that you know, look, when you're in Vegas, look, this is what's so much fun now about the fact that we can even do the show. You have on your phone the South Point Sportsbook app. You can be sitting at the racetrack, Jeff, as the cars are rolling off and have that feeling and make a bet in this town. You know, I mean, that's what's awesome. You're here, you know, come sign up for an app, put your bet down.
And I've got my South Point betting app right here on my phone.
We were looking at it just before the show started.
We were using it for reference. It's great.
But I wanted to touch on this because I think it's really amusing. We talk about odds to be top three, right? We talk about odds to you know, where they get kind of paltry.
And I know you must be going whatever Kyle Busch's odds are to win the truck race.
So the truck race, Kyle Busch, and this is South Point, Kyle Busch is minus 125.
To win.
To win the race.
I don't have it. Have you ever seen a minus number on to win?
I'm trying to think of even horse racing. I mean, you know, where's Ron Flatter when I need him? You know, he's the horse guru here. I've never seen a horse start the Kentucky Derby with a negative number to win a horse race. Kyle Busch is minus 125.
Well, who's his best competition? Austin Hill.
Sheldon Creed, 8-1.
Sheldon Creed.
Austin Hill, 8-1.
Now, Austin Hill, let's see, he won here in the fall. He won here the fall before that. Austin Hill's won two straight fall races. The only reason he hasn't won in the spring is because Kyle Busch was in the spring race.
Wow. Minus 125.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah. Sheldon Creed 8-1 is a good number. Austin Hill 8-1 is a good number. Matt Crafton 25-1. Crafton, you
know, never won in Vegas.
I can't
amazing
believe that all
as much
the years.
As Matt's done.
Ben Rhodes, who's won the first two races of the year, so Ben Rhodes on fire. He's 25-1.
Ooh,
yeah.
And Ben Rhodes is a former winner here in Las Vegas too.
So I mean, there's some good numbers on some guys
ooh,
out there.
Ben Rhodes at 25-1. Yeah, that's
Johnny Sauter's 30-1. So I mean, there's some good numbers out there. And then I also want to point out the Xfinity Series. Almost the same sort of situation.
Well, obviously the favorite in the Xfinity race should probably be Austin Cindric.
Do we know what we're talking about, guys?
Right.
I got the paper. He's not even looking at it.
Austin Cindric's going to be the favorite. Noah Gregson's got to be up there. Tyler Reddick's got to be up there since he's running the Xfinity race. And I would put, because it's Vegas and Ty Dillon driving for Gibbs, I would probably put Ty Dillon up there fairly high. And maybe Allgaier.
You ready for this?
All right.
Austin Cindric plus 180. Mm. Almost as bad as a minus 125. Cindric is a plus 180. Harrison Burton and Noah Gregson are both 8-1. Daniel Heinelick, my guy Daniel Hemric, is at 10-1 with Ty Dillon at 10-1. AJ Allmendinger, 12-1. Tyler Reddick, 12-1. Your guy Allgaier is 15-1.
Ty Dillon down the list, Ty, in that 54
well, he's,
car?
He's 10 to, no, Ty Dillon's 10
oh,
to 1.
10 to 1.
Said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I missed
but, that. And then I just want to throw a little local Riley Herbst in the South Point car, 30-1. So, you know, got to put a little Riley Herbst
you
in
have
there.
South Point colors this week,
yep.
Huh?
Okay. He's South Point for this right. race and for the other race. Daniel, of course, we sponsored forever. But
can't sponsor Daniel now, right?
Can't sponsor Joe Gibbs.
Yep.
So
you know, Daniel, I don't understand. I think Daniel's a good race car driver. He's never won a national series event.
He's going to win this year. And look, I think this race comes down to Noah and Daniel. I think they're going to be able to beat Austin. I would take Kyle Busch at minus 125. Honestly, I would not take Austin Cindric at 180.
No, I think Noah's probably got a good chance if he can just have some good luck.
Noah, listen, Noah's been unstoppable the couple races this year. The stuff that's happened to him is unbelievable.
No luck.
No luck at all. Let's talk about a little bit of the odds to win this race. And we're going to start with the of course, the odds-on favorite is Kevin Harvick.
He's not mine.
And he hasn't won here in I can't remember how long it's been since Kevin's won here. Harvick, in the last 10 races here, I'm trying to look more professional, Jeff. That's why I got the computer. He's got 2 wins, 7 top 10s, but his last win came here in 2018. Like you said, Harvick right now I'm not as high on.
I mean, Harvick's really kind of sank like a rock last week at Homestead, and that's a mile and a half track, a track that, I mean, you expect Harvick to run well at Homestead.
So it's Harvick plus 600, Martin Truex 650, Chase Elliott 800, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano join him at 800, Denny Hamlin 900. Then you get to the double digits. Kyle Larson, 10-1. Brian Blaney, Kyle Busch, 13-1. Alex Bowman, 18. Kurt Busch, William Byron at 18. Christopher Bell, 33. Eric Almirola, Austin Dillon at 40s. Tyler Reddick, 50, with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. there. A couple guys at 66. Cole Custer, Matty D. Chase Briscoe, 80-1. You know, we're not that far removed to when Kyle Busch was plus 250.
Right. Yeah, and he's certainly – and he's only won once in Las Vegas, and it was 12 years ago. He won in 2009 in a race that, to this day, Clint Bowyer is still butthurt about that. Because it was the 1 year we ran 427 miles instead of 400 miles, and Clint was leading at the 400-mile marker.
I remember that.
You know, it's interesting, you know, looking at some of those numbers. You know, keep in mind, in the fall last year, I mean, Denny Hamlin was really the best car in the fall last year, and remember – they're late in the race. We had some pit stop situations, and it worked out well in Kurt Busch's favor. Another guy you mentioned, Matt DiBenedetto, is 66-1, and I know he's struggling this year.
He's coming, though. He's just had bad.
You realize he finished second in both Las Vegas races
yes,
last year?
He was second. And Joey Logano, the two-time, going for three in a row on the South Point 400, is plus 800. I mean, Jeff.
Well, it's obvious when the favorite is plus 600, they got no clue who they think is going to win this race.
Well, but that's awesome. That means there's great numbers there. But the problem is, we just talked about Tyler Reddick. He's 50-1.
50-1 coming off of a second place finish on a very similar racetrack where he was without question the fastest car on the racetrack at the end.
Kyle Larson was 10-1. We've been there with Kyle. Joey Logano, 800. You know, Christopher Bell, who also is good on mile and a half. He's at 33. You know, there are numbers here. I do like Matt DiBenedetto at 66-1. He has been second the last two races.
Absolutely. I think he's got a chance to bounce back finally.
No, I'm looking at these numbers and I'm scratching my head with you that the odds makers right now
are, they're scratching their heads.
Yes, but that means it's great for the better. Look at these numbers. We don't have a Kyle Busch at plus 250 or Kevin Harvick 250.
Your boy Michael McDowell's 125-1, and he's got 3 top 10s.
No, I'm telling you, it's looking good right there. So when we come back, we're going to do DraftKings top three and more when we return on Gun Racing.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And welcome back in, everybody, to Gone Racing, the VSiN studio here at South Point. Brennan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, breaking down the Homer race this weekend for me and you, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Pennzoil 400. And we're going to dive right into the top threes this week on DraftKings. And how about this, though? This is the first time in a long time, Jeff, on a top three bet on DraftKings. There's no negative number this week.
No, there's no negative number. And other than two guys, Harvick and Truex, we got to go all the way into the plus 200s to start getting to the rest of the field.
Nope, so that's not too bad. We start off with Kevin Harvick, plus 175. Martin Truex Jr., plus 190. Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano, all at plus 235. Your two-time reigning winner of this race, plus 235. Denny Hamlin, 275. Kyle Larson, 290. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, plus 375. Alex Bowman, Kurt Busch and William Byron at 450, Christopher Bell 850. Then you get to double digits: Eric Almirola, Austin Dillon 10-1, Tyler Reddick and Ricky Stenhouse 12-1, Cole Custer, Matty D 16, and Chase Briscoe 20-1. Jeff,
no offense to Ricky Stenhouse Jr., but right now Tyler Reddick is way better than Ricky Stenhouse Jr. for both of them to be at 12-1.
But that's where I think that this is a season. Like you said it off air a second ago, Jeff. There's a different vibe about this season. There is like something cool happening with NASCAR, and is it that we see more parity?
Parity, that's the first word that comes to mind.
You know, talking about Blue Bloods, these are still Blue Blood organizations.
Pete Rozelle's parity, remember?
There you go. But Blue Bloods, the organizations are still there, but it's not the Blue Blood names. You know, William Byron, that's not the Blue Blood name. Christopher Bell.
If I had told you at the beginning of the year the first Gibbs car to win is Christopher Bell, Hendrick car to win
hell
is
no.
William Byron.
No, I would have bet you and given you a long odd that would not be who the two guys we're talking about from those organizations first.
Can you imagine if you had a bet what the odds would have been to have picked the first three winners and had these three?
Trifecta. For the first three winners. If anybody picked that, I'd be.
Which is now lending me to, guess what? I'm not going to be really surprised. Well, I mean, I could still be surprised. I mean, look, let me tell you. If Chris Buescher or Bubba Wallace, for example, were to win in Vegas, I would be surprised. But am I
not shocked
at this point? And I'm certainly not going to be surprised. Like if Matt DiBenedetto gets his first win this weekend, will not be surprised at all. Now it's a long shot. It's a big long shot.
But it's not a surprise.
But it would not be a surprise.
And for me, what it means is I'm going to start looking at these head-to-heads more. I'm going to start looking at these top threes more because it's getting tougher and tougher to get the winners. Even the group matchups are getting tougher. So I mean, I look at these numbers and I focus right in. And we were talking about Tyler Reddick. How about mile and a half? Forget just Vegas. Last 10 mile and a half, four top 10s, average finish of 13.9.
At least two second places in there. I know it's second place in Homestead, and he had a second place at Texas.
He's got second there, second at Texas. He's got a fourth at Homestead. Homestead, a place that's really good to him. 10th at Kentucky. You know, this is a kid that really likes these things. And how about this for a number, and we haven't talked much about him, Alex Bowman. Five top 10s last 10 races on mile and a half.
Yeah, there's a guy that's also kind of been slow out of the box.
8th, 5th, 3rd, 5th, 9th in his last five. We don't talk about Alex Bowman much, but Alex Bowman on this thing is plus 450 for a top three.
Well, Well, and we see Hendrick certainly making gains. You know Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson are going to be there. So, I mean, any of those four Hendrick cars would not shock me to see them show up in victory lane.
No, and Kyle Larson, to me, at plus 375, you know, all these guys, the numbers are there for them. The numbers say this could be. When do we stop talking about Michael McDowell? When do we stop saying Michael McDowell is a fluke and this Front Row Motorsports team is legit? I mean, right now, Michael McDowell, just for a top three, we didn't even mention Michael McDowell's name. He's 30-1 for a top three.
But, you know, he and Kevin Harvick are the only two drivers who finished in the top 10 in all three races, which is remarkable to me.
So when do we stop talking about him? Well, Chris Buescher led the first stage, and he's at 20-1 on the second screen here. Bubba Wallace is 20-1. When do we stop talking about these guys as double-digit top threeers and say, hey, they're there?
Well, look, I knew he was a veteran, but Ryan Newman has run better this year. Look, I think
Roush Fenway has been better.
And what did they do differently this year? What did they do in the offseason? Who did they bring back?
Oh, they brought back Jimmy Fennig.
Jimmy Fennig is now running the race. I mean, he was doing a different job. So they've now put Jimmy was Kurt Busch's crew chief when Kurt won the championship almost 20 years ago.
Jimmy's the man. But you look at the guys that who do you think is the best in the last 10 races in a mile and a half? It's not Kevin. It's not Denny, and it's not Martin Truex.
Oh, it's probably gonna be like Blaney or somebody.
Ryan Blaney.
There you go.
Ryan Blaney has 8 top tens in the last 10 mile and a half races.
You know what's killing Blaney is where he's having to start in all these races because he got so far behind. He has not come through the field very well.
Who came up with that formula to do this thing?
I think Stephen Hawking left that for us before he died.
Is that was in his will, Stephen Hawking?
Yeah,
left,
I think he decided to come up with the formula. Yeah, it was his formula for how we're setting the starting lineup for NASCAR races. He said, I'm leaving you guys this before I check out and take the checkered flag.
When we return, we won't talk starting lineup. We'll talk head-to-heads and group matchups and more on Gone Racing. And once again, Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, Gaughan Racing, VSiN Studio, the original VSiN Studio. Got to say the OG VSiN Studio because there's two now. You know.
Yeah, that's one over at the
Circa.
At the Circa downtown.
Yeah. Love the Circa.
Nice view of the sports book there. We got a nice view of the sports book here.
They got a little bit different view over there. That's the big fancy sports book.
TVs are a little bigger than the ones over here.
Just a little.
Texas is bigger than Rhode Island,
The Stevens brothers, man, they love their sports bet, and I love it.
Yes, they do.
All right, let's get into the head-to-heads at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. These brought to us by the Westgate here. And, you know, this week, tough to find a lot of fun ones. You know, I'm just looking around. You've got a Brad Keselowski minus 120 to Kurt Busch's even number. That's over there on the far right of your screen. You know, Denny Hamlin plus 110. Denny Hamlin, a plus 110 number. To Kevin Harvick, you know, I mean, that's...
Well, Hamlin, Chase Elliott, and Martin Truex Jr. always all plus to Kevin Harvick. Bet all three of them. Bet the dote on Harvick. I think I'm on the dote.
Do I got to go back on the dote line? That was a big thing. What was it, 2 years ago? Last year?
Well, I'll tell you, you were pretty successful last year starting to go the don't on Kyle Busch. The year before that, we started doing some don'ts
on Kevin Harvick. That's what it was.
And that's what happens. Ooh. And right now, I think Harvick is one of those guys in one of those positions where, look, we need to see something out of him on a 1.5-mile track.
You know, I mean, you look at the last 10, you say, okay, well, he's had 8 top 10s in the last 10 races, but, you know, what have you done for me lately? A 16th at Texas last year. He had a 5th last week at Homestead. Once again, would kill for the slumps. When we talked about Kevin Harvick's slump and Kyle Busch's slump the last 2 years, hey, I would have paid money to have that slump.
Well, but that's what I mean. I mean, there's different levels of expectations for different drivers. And, I mean, Kevin Harvick's a guy that, I mean, to him, it's a disappointing season if he doesn't win 7 or 8 races and a championship.
So, I mean, look, now...
Matt DiBenedetto wins 2 races. It's a great season.
You know, Denny Hamlin is plus 110 against him. Chase Elliott is plus 110. And Martin Truex is plus 110. I would jump on that Martin Truex number. I wouldn't mind the Martin Truex plus 110 against Kevin. You know, that's,
I like all three of them. I really do. Even though I think Harvick, is it Harvick on the front row and the my Stephen Hawking
with your Stephen
formula.
Hawking deal. And yeah. You look at the last five races.
Harvick and Byron on the front row. Truex is starting fourth.
Hey, Truex was fourth, ninth, second, and third. Fourth here in the
one
South Point 400.
He's won here twice.
Yeah, no, I mean that's I do like Truex in the plus 110 number. It's got a good return. Put a couple of units on it. I think that wouldn't be a bad shot.
Yeah, I mean, Truex
there.
Has won here twice. Truex finished third last weekend at Homestead. Mm-hmm. I mean, Martin's running pretty well. I mean, he had some bad luck, you know, at Daytona like a lot of people did. I think Truex is probably, of all the top guys, the one who looks like he's the closest to winning right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. Martin Truex is the best point getter in the last 10 races here at Vegas.
Like, one thing we didn't bring up about 1.5 miles, what on earth happened to the Penske 3 last week?
Yeah.
I mean, whew.
That was unexpected. And but here's the thing. We're talking high on Joey Logano, you know, because we think Joey Logano always does well here at Vegas.
He barely finished on the lead lap last week.
Mm. Well, let's jump into the group matchups then, since we got head-to-heads out of the way fairly quickly.
Shows how much we like the head-to-heads.
Yeah, we're not normally talk longer about those, but we're going to jump in early to the group matchups. And we're going to start right off with Group A this week. And Group A is Kevin Harvick, plus 240, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott at plus 280, and Martin Truex Jr. at a plus 285.
I like the long shot.
I like a Martin Truex there. What about a Chase Elliott though? We haven't talked about him. Do you like anything with Chase Elliott? At Las Vegas, fifth, a ninth, a fourth, but then a 25th and a 25th and a 22nd. He's got a third here in 2017. You know, I mean, you see that.
You know, he's had some good runs here. He has not been able to finish here. You know, he's had some races where he's led some laps here. He's run up front at Las Vegas. Has not really just been able to close the deal. I mean, in fact, he was really good last year in the fall race. You know, he and Denny Hamlin, probably two best cars out there.
You know, I'm looking back at just the mile and a half. I mean, 22nd, 6th, 20th, and 14th in the last four. So not all that stellar. I do like a Martin Truex Jr. in that plus 285. I think that's a good number.
He's just the one right now that seems to be the most consistent, and he's the guy. And then maybe I'm basing some of that off of Homestead last week.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of like what I saw out of him last week. And the other guys, I didn't see the – I don't know. I mean, Denny's Denny. Denny's going to be there. I mean, I don't think there's any question Denny's going to be there. But Harvick's struggling right now, and Elliott, you know, the mile and a half have just not been his go-to.
Cup of tea. Let's go to Group B, which is we got Kyle Larson starting off as the favorite. Actually, three co-favorites. Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano, all plus 265, and Kyle Busch, 285. First of all, we're talking Kyle Busch in a Group B, which every once in a while they did that, but he's the dog in Group B. And guess what I'm going to tell you?
He deserves to be.
I'm not going to bet him.
I wouldn't bet him either. In fact, to me, I'm looking at that right there, and I only see one guy out of those four right there that's shown me some consistency.
Kyle Larson.
And that's Kyle Larson. I thought he had a great run last week. Ended up finishing, what, fourth? I think he got passed on the last lap by Truex.
Yes.
Much to your chagrin.
Cost me my Group A high win.
Your chagrin, I know.
But I mean, look, Joey Logano, the problem is Joey Logano always, you know, he's been good here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I still worry about Joey Logano in that group, but
he is driving the company car this week. You know, the Pennzoil car and the Pennzoil 400, and he's won two straight Pennzoil 400s. He gets up on the wheel a little bit this week.
I mean, let's not forget Brad Keselowski, you know,
he's three wins
in the last 10 races.
He's a three-time winner in Las Vegas. In fact, he's looking to try to tie Jimmy Johnson for most
four
all-time wins.
Wins
in Vegas. Jimmy's won four times here.
That's a tough one. I don't know. We're going into Group C, and this is a big disparity here. Ryan Blaney is your favorite at plus 180, Alex Bowman 280, William Byron 290, and 400 at Kurt Busch. Look, Blaney.
Boy, I'm kind of with you. I'm a little bit
William Byron, the guy
tied here.
The guy that won last weekend on a mile and a half that has some similarities to this, not similar, but has some similarities, and he's plus 290. And Alex Bowman, who I just said, I think Alex Bowman could be a big sleeper.
And Bowman's run fairly well here the last couple times out. And that's a big number on the guy that just won the last race.
Who's the last winner is Kurt Busch in the South Point 400 race. So
and a guy who drove from 25th to 8th in 40 laps last week under
green. On a green flag pit stop.
You know, I mean, he came from a lap down and about 8 seconds behind the leader on a lap down to finishing that race at about 13 seconds behind the leader. That was pretty impressive.
I'm looking at the bottom two there, the 290 and the 400 of William and Kurt, and I'm liking those two numbers. I, That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, the question is, which one do you go, though?
Yeah, that's okay.
That's where the tough part comes in.
Let's go to Group D. We got Christopher Bell, Austin Dillon at plus 215 as your favorites. Eric Almirola, 300, and Tyler Reddick, 400. I'm not even going to talk about this group. I'm just going to circle Tyler Reddick and say, get out of my way.
Well, I'll put it this way. You and I won't gain or lose anything on each other next week, because I can promise you I'm going Tyler Reddick there.
Austin Dillon was pretty darn good, though, but he faded at the end. Tyler went the other way. Austin faded.
And their teammates and Tyler just – and I tell you, if you saw that interview with Tyler when he got out of the car, I mean, he was despondent finishing second.
That's good.
And this guy's a competitor, and he's getting after it, man. I like that kid.
Group B, Matt DiBenedetto, Cole Custer, Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain. We've already talked. I like Matt DiBenedetto. I mean, I just – I'm still Matt DiBenedetto.
And we come back from break. We can break down E a little bit more.
We can break it down a little more. Yep. All right, when we come back, we're going to break down the last two groups and get into our picks and all that good stuff and more when we return. See you in a second.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Don't forget all the new ways to watch and listen to VSiN and our show Gone Race and all the great programming we have here. You can always listen to VSiN.com, subscribe, sign up to watch all your shows. We're also on FUBU and Sling. Gone Racing, we air tonight, Thursday nights at 10 p.m., Fridays at 3 a.m., Then you have the good airing Saturday, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., Sunday at 12 a.m., 3 a.m., and 6 a.m. That's before the races, just a little last little catch-up on it. If you're on your web browser, your phone, you can always do VSiN's new audio player. You can listen to shows from early in the day, jump back and forth, 60-second increments, just in case you want to hear me and Jeff banter back and forth about whatever we banter back and forth about. On your phones, 24/7 live stream on VSiN app and all your streaming devices. Of course, iHeartMedia. We talk about this every week because, you know, things have changed on VSiN lately. New ways to listen and watch. So iHeartMedia, one of the big ways. We have multiple ways to listen to it. You can find it all over the place. Live streams on VSiN.com or via TuneIn. Voice-enabled devices, just say, Alexa, play sport the Sports Betting Network on iHeartRadio, and of course, it'll take you right there. Listen to your car where you can stream multiple options there. Stream it through your phone, put it to the Bluetooth, drive down the road just like you listen on iHeart or tune in, any of the other ways you do your regular music in the car. VSiN has changed a lot of the ways we do things. VSiN.com/subscribe. Watch all the shows, and don't forget Point Spread Weekly, which I still bark about every week that, me being the South Point, I think it's a very bad idea having this network sitting right here because it's making people kick the crap out of our sports book every week.
I think people realize this bantering you talk about that you and I do, that we've actually been doing this for like 20 years, riding around the car doing media tours.
Doing exactly what we're doing.
We're just sitting behind microphones instead of sitting in the front seat of a car.
It's all the same. It works, except now other people are getting the advantage of it, which once again, I think this is a. I don't know if my dad knows what he's doing.
We started carpool stuff before James Corden did. We were groundbreaking.
That's
Brendan.
Right. We were groundbreaking. We didn't need no Musburger and VSiN. We just needed us in the car.
We just needed a GoPro camera. That's all we needed. And they didn't even have GoPros when we started doing that stuff.
We're showing our age there, Mr. Motley. Yeah. All right, Group B, we're going to talk about a little bit more. Finish it up. Matt DiBenedetto, Cole Custer, 220s, Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain. Bubba Wallace is dangerous at 340. I do like that. Cole Custer, you know, he did win.
Well, we haven't talked much. Cole
Custer.
We haven't talked much about him. And he's run pretty consistently. He ran top 10 all week and last week, and he had a tire go down in the last three laps of the race, which crushed his finish.
You know, Cole, 19th and 18th, last two races here. Mile and a half, though. Remember, he has that big win.
Has that big win in Kentucky.
Other than that, though, 16, 14, 14, 23.
Yeah, but look at last week. He ran in the top 10 the whole week. He had a tire go down with three laps to go, completely killed his day.
And he's been running good, but I still think Matt DiBenedetto is our trick right there. I think Matty D is – I don't see them performing that badly that long. I think that's going to change soon.
I agree. I mean, I would be nice if he was starting a little farther up in the field because
it helps.
These mile and a halfs, you get back there in the back 20s, there's a lot of dirt, dirty air, things like that.
The Stephen Hawking formula is not working for him.
No. But then again, part of that's on him. He needs to have better finishes.
Get better finishes, you start up higher. Group F, our Ron Flatter, Chris Buescher group, they're back together again. Chris Buescher is plus 235, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. plus 245, Ryan Newman 300, Daniel Suarez 310. I'm going to tell you something. I think the dangerous guy in this group, now Chris Buescher faded in the end, but we've talked about Chris, but Daniel Suarez, that track house racing team, don't sleep on them long.
Getting better. It's
all RCR stuff. RCR is getting better. Austin Dillon, Tyler Reddick had that last weekend. You saw it. I think that Daniel Suarez could start becoming a sleeper, and I think it's really cool having him in there. Pay attention to that. I think that could be good.
Yeah, I think maybe a few weeks down the road. I don't know if he's ready.
I'm not going to bet him yet. I'm still going to go high on Chris Buescher in that group.
I tell you, Ryan Newman, to me, the whole Ralph Fenway deal.
Sneaky Ryan Newman's back.
Well, that's the thing about Newman. You don't hear his name all day, and the next thing you know, he finished seventh.
Nope. And last year we said that was gone, and it came back this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do have one more new prop that we put up here every week at VSiN. It's kind of a fun one. It's the team race winner. And you got Joe Gibbs Racing, 240, Hendrick Motorsports, 275, Penske, 290, Stuart Haas, 450, then big jump, Chip Ganassi, 16-1, Ritt RCR, 18-1, JTG, 40, Roush Fenway, 50, and the field, 18-1. I'm going to look at that and jump right back to the team we've been talking about, Richard Childress Racing, 18-1. I think that Tyler Reddick is a threat there.
Austin Dillon's a threat, and Reddick's a bigger threat. So
but
I think, you know,
Team Penske 290. You've said they've faded, but Joey Logano still. This is a fun one. I want to keep watching this all year long. We may not bet it much, but I do really like this. That's a fun bet.
Well, and I find it interesting, you know, this one, you've got the any other team 18-1. Well, you throw Matt DiBenedetto into that one.
You throw Bubba Wallace
in there. So you've got some different guys that you're throwing in there. Eric Jones in there. So there are some different guys that you can kind of throw into that group right there who could be a little interesting.
I think I like that one. I do like that one a lot. I think that could be a lot of fun. I'm not betting it this week, but it could be a lot of fun. So now we get to go to my favorite time of the show, at least the last few weeks. How we've been doing on the Gone Racing show, the Gone Racing picks. Well. And now last week, I got to tell you, Motley, you and I text each other all the time during these things. I lost 1.5 units last week. The pit crew, the big winner, a plus 4.8, Mr. Jeff Motley, almost eked out a win, minus 0.55. But with three to go, I was the man.
With three to go, you were in, man because you were going to get.
Tyler Reddick was catching him. Kyle Larson was in third.
Well, here was the problem for you, though. See, if the race goes longer, you're still going to lose the Larson tricks, but you would have
gotten
Tyler Reddick.
But I win the 22-1 shot.
You'd have won the 22-1 on Tyler Reddick.
I had Tyler Reddick, so I was 22-1 on him.
But, I mean, for you to have a winner pick and him finish second and also have a guy win a group and get passed coming out of turn four on the final lap, that's a little heartbreaking.
For the season, I'm still plus 5.75. The pit crew is now up to minus 5.2. Mr. Motley, you're in the tail at minus 7.25. Last week, though, pit crew's picks, they won Byron to win Group C. They won
That was a big win. Plus 400 there.
That and Truex top three was a good win for them. So good week for the pit crew. Jeff, you did win with Kurt Busch in Group D. You do ride the Homer horse, and he still brings you home a little bit of
coins. Yeah, the pit crew upset me because they picked Kyle Busch on a minus line, and I actually had to do math last week. So I hate it when I have to do math.
And as we learned, Karina, producer Karina, we need to make sure that we check his math because, like I said, last week he tried to get me.
You're never going to let me forget that.
Oh, not for a long time. No. Like I said, don't let Michael Gaughan.
I didn't see anybody else volunteering.
Don't let Michael Gaughan score your hearts game because some hands might have 30 points in a hearts game. Just letting you know.
All right. Good to know.
So this week it seems like yours truly gets to go first because I was the big loser of the week. And I'm going to start off in the to win the race category, even though I said it's going to get tougher and tougher to pick those horse races. But I still like, I'm jumping on the Tyler Reddick. I'm going to ride him one more week. He's 50-1 this week instead of 22. If Tyler can get me that one more spot, that's going to get me a very big return, and you guys will never catch me all season. I'm going to go into the top threes for the next one. I'm high on Alex Bowman. I think that Alex Bowman is the next one that's going to win over there at Hendrick Motorsports. I think he's going to get a solid top three this week.
I think he's the next one to win before Elliott or Larson,
I think I'm even though he's sleepy, I think he's going to be the one.
Nice story going to be about him, I think, either in today's paper or in tomorrow's paper. You know, he almost died at the dirt track in 2010 here. Horrible.
I didn't know that.
Horrible sprint car crash. He was only 16 years old. He has no memory of it. Spent several nights over at UMC. It was either in today's paper or it's going to be in tomorrow's paper. But I know that Ron Kantowski did a nice interview with Alex Bowman.
Ron always does. Ron's the best, man. I love Ron. I'm going to go head-to-head matchups for my next one. Martin Truex Jr. at plus 110 over Kevin Harvick. I'm not going to say I'm on the don't line of Kevin yet, but I do like that Martin Truex is a little bit.
You're not on it, but you can see it from there.
But
right?
I can see it. It's in the distance. And then I'm going Group D, Tyler Reddick, because I'm riding that horse to the win, or even if he wins the group, it's still a good number. And Matty D, Group E at plus 220. I like both those numbers. I think that they're both going to have good comebacks. So next it would go to Mr. Jeffrey Motley.
Yeah, that would be me. So I'm much like you in my love for Tyler Reddick. Now, I'm not going to go the win. So if you do get the win, then hats off. I'll just tip my hat.
Hey, hats off.
Okay, Brendan's trying to show his hat off.
My cheap plug.
But I am going to go Tyler Reddick 12-1 for a top three. And then my other picks are going to all be in the groups because you know I love the groups. I'm going to go with Martin Truex Jr. in Group A. I'm going Kyle Larson in Group B. I'm going to also agree with you and go Tyler Reddick in Group D. And I'm going with sneaky Ryan Newman. In Group F. I like Newman there.
I cannot knock that bet. And once again, since our very own Karina in the pit crew, she does not like to be on camera, even though, as anybody that watches our show for a long time knows, all of our producers have all come on camera. Karina doesn't want to do it.
I think she did it one time for like 2 seconds.
And she got the mic up. She won't even like fake it that she's going to do it for us. She's shaking her head at me.
She's got her mask on. It's not like she can be recognized.
You know, Karina doesn't want to do it. So I will read the Pit Crew picks this week since they were the big winner last week. And the Pit Crew picks have Kurt Busch. They're on your bandwagon. Kurt Busch to win Group C with plus 400. They got Eric. They're going to go head-to-head against us. Eric Almirola in Group D, plus 300. They got Matty D at a top three at 16-1. Matty D could do that, and I think that could hurt. They could have a huge score at that Matt DiBenedetto pick. I like it. Brad Keselowski, top three at plus 235, and Joe Gibbs to win the race at plus 240.
Nice.
I like it. And you know, and I'm looking at that Matt DiBenedetto. Yeah, I'll throw that to you since you can keep your score.
Yeah.
That Matt DiBenedetto top three, I'm going to have to pull this back over here. Man.
He has finished second two races in a row in Vegas.
I know. But I'm thinking, do I want to make a last second change on something? Goodness. I don't know. I'm sticking it out.
Stick to it.
Mr. Molly, last minute of the show here. It is a big home week for us. And you, like you said, you have 12,500 fans for trucks, Xfinity, and Cup, all three races. You're busy this week.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be a great weekend. Friday night, the Bucked Up 200 for the Truck Series. The Osco Uniforms 300
Avoid,
on Saturday.
The band that's singing the national anthem.
You know those guys, huh?
Well, they wore Brennan Gaughan shirts in their videos, and they're pretty cool dudes. I was excited when I heard you got them. So
we have Jesse James Decker singing on Sunday,
right.
And we've got Derek Carr, the Raiders quarterback, coming out Sunday to give the command to start engines. And pretty cool also to see all these Vegas drivers. Kyle's going to run the trucks on Friday night. Riley and Noah running Saturday. Kurt and Kyle running on Sunday. I just think it's cool having these Vegas guys out there racing.
We love having them here. Most of them are all here at the hotel at the South Point. So we love having them here. To the fans that couldn't make it, you know, we're bummed you can't be here, but we got some. Download your app. You can be at the Speedway, and you can bet while you're sitting there while they're warming up. So go get your app. Do all that sort of stuff. And we'll talk this race and more next week when we return on Gone Racing. Thanks, everybody.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.